Chapter 1. When choosing the perfect panties for a seduction, one couldn't be too selective. Careful consideration had to be given to the cut, the style, and, most importantly, the almighty color. Honey Perabot rifled through her underwear drawer from her position on the rug, picking up and discarding undies with the efficiency required of pre-med students the world over. Red silk was a little too on the nose. It didn't give the guy any credit. Blue hinted at mood swings. Yellow with a strawberry pattern. What am I, 5? There was no help for her. She had to call in the big guns. Roxy! Her roommate of 1 month propped a hip on the inside of Honey's door a moment later, biting into a piece of toast. Did you lose your indoor voice in that pile of underpants? What color would you wear if you wanted to seduce your English teacher? The toast paused halfway to Roxy's mouth. Aw, shit. Today's the day? Honey took a deep breath and nodded. I've finally worked up the nerve. No more hiding under my hoodie in the back row. Professor Dawson is going down to Honeytown. How long have you been waiting to say that? A while. How is my delivery? Not too shabby. Roxy shoved the remainder of the toast in her mouth and plopped down onto the floor, cross-legged, eyeballing the mountain of panties. In the month since they'd become roommates, in one of the oddest interview processes of all time, they'd formed a friendship that sometimes seemed as if they were feeling their way in the dark. Honey could still sense some hesitancy on Roxy's part to open up completely, but Roxy's new boyfriend, Louis, seemed to be unlocking a new part of her. Considering Roxy had hidden out in her room at the outset, commiserating over panties was a vast improvement. All right, so we know he's studious. He teaches intro to literary theory. How does he dress? Honey hid her swoon by turning and pressing her face into the rug. He has this tweed jacket. It's like a greenish brown, which should be ugly, but it looks so dang amazing on him. If I got up close, I bet it would smell like honest-to-goodness man mixed up with old book leather. He keeps candy in the pockets, too. I can't tell from the back of the room which kind of candy he always pops into his mouth, but if I had to guess, I'd say butterscotch. So the jacket might have a hint of butterscotch smell going on, too. Are you telling me tweed inspired all that? It's crazy, right? I know it. I can hear myself. Honey rolled back over and stared up at the ceiling. In the few weeks since she'd started courses at Columbia University, Professor Dawson had wiggled his way under her skin like a splinter from a yellow poplar tree. No one back home in Bloomfield, Kentucky would ever have accused her of being shy. In fact, they would have laughed over the very suggestion. She'd won first prize 2 years in a row for mud wrestling a pig at the county fair, after all. Shyness and pig wrestling simply didn't add up. But the day she'd walked into the lecture hall, a mixture of confidence and nerves, and seen Professor Dawson quietly gorgeous in his tweed jacket and black-rimmed glasses, she'd slunk into the back row like a scolded basset hound. Then he'd spoken. Good Lord, she still remembered the shift of energy in the room. Each and every female student had leaned forward and propped their chin on their hands. Spellbound. There was no other word for it. His voice filled the room like sexy fog, rich and nuanced. It held a subtle hint of New England, not an all-out Boston accent, but occasionally he would drop an R in a way that made her shiver. It wasn't just the sound of his voice, either. His passion about the subject material came across in every word, every endearing head scratch or thoughtful chin rub. She'd been more of a science girl in high school. Give her physics or chemistry any day of the week, but English had become her favorite subject with enough speed to inflict whiplash. Since she'd been bitten by the shyness bug, talking to the object of her nightly fantasies directly hadn't been an option. Yet. Oh, and there was that